Tom, how are you?
I'm good this morning, Tony, but it's really kind of disheartening to hear that you're recalling turkeys in Lansing.
Boy, we could go on for days with the jokes on that one. How are you this morning?
I'm very good, thank you.
Well, Tom keeps me enlightened about what's going on in education around the world, and he recently sent me a story, which I guess most of us know. It was written by Sam Dillon, and its title is Sweeping Layoffs Loom, Schools Gird for Turmoil. And there's turmoil right here in Lansing with parents accusing the Lansing School District and the Lansing School District's school board of not communicating about the closing of a middle school. And we're starting to see stresses and strains about these similar type issues when it comes to folks trying to balance budgets.
Well, money has a way of papering over issues, and as tough as it's been in the last few years for education in the state of Michigan, it's getting tougher. Governor Snyder has laid down a very tough budget, one that I think is realistic given these tough days and times, and it's going to be up to educators to find ways to balance these budgets in a way that don't have a terrible and a negative impact on our children. So you're going to see a continual friction, I think, between school boards and superintendents as they try to do this Herculean task in front of them.
Well, this story is from the NewYorkTimes.com, written by Sam Dillon. And Tom, its first paragraph is very startling. School authorities across the nation are warning that thousands of teachers that they could lose their jobs in June, raising the possibility that America's public schools may see the most extensive layoffs of their teaching staffs in decades.
Well, I think that we have to take a look at multiple options that are in front of us. To call the crisis that is in front of us a crisis is in fact a disservice to the term. We've known for a better part of 7 years that the educational funding for schools in the state is unsustainable. It's been propped up the last couple of years from the federal stimulus dollars. That would be like trying for you and I, Tony, to live on an inheritance that is a one-time-only boost to your bottom line, and schools have been doing that, knowing that those dollars are going away. Here in Michigan, everything has changed economically over the last decade. During Governor Granholm's reign, we saw nearly a million jobs that were lost. No, not her fault, but a million jobs that have gone out. Those of us who are working are making less money than we were. And while we've seen some changes in schools, we haven't seen the radical changes that I think are required. We need to have the new three R's in public education. That's reform, restructuring, and reinvention, which Governor Snyder talks about. And I would throw in a new T, and that is for transformation, not just looking about how we continue to do the same old, but find new ways to really revolutionize public education in Michigan.
Well, I think school districts are challenged from so many points of view, as we always try to get all the points of view, right, left, middle, wherever they stand. School districts have to deal with less money's coming in from locally from taxes. They have to deal with less money's coming in from the state. They have to deal with the declining enrollments. They have challenges with hitting standards for testing their students. Then you have the challenges that people don't want to pay teachers with tax monies over exorbitant pensions and retirement benefits. And so there's so many ways these districts are being tugged.
Yeah, there clearly it is. I mean, it's a challenge out there, and that's why I'm saying that it's really going to take a transformational look. As an example, we have to look at using e-learning and blended learning, personalizing the educational experience using technology. Technology has a way to revolutionize the rest of our lives, and we should be using it more in our schools. One way of doing that is a program called way, widening advancement for youth. And this is a blended educational program that's using e-learning to capture children that has historically have been dropped out or pushed out of school because they don't conform to the educational establishment's view of education. WAY, which you can find at wayprogram.net, is working with school districts to capture these children, bring them back in, and to provide them with the education they need and deserve to thrive in this 21st century knowledge economy. That is a clear way with the districts are working to transform public education in the state of Michigan.
And finally, Tom, before I let you go, we still have a lot of folks we hear from who don't understand how state government could cut education. After infrastructure, after police and fire, it would seem education would be the most important thing you could pay for.
It is, but one of the difficulties we've had in this state is we've been pretending and spending, pretending as though nothing has changed when everything has changed. As I've indicated, we've lost a tremendous amount of income. The state is looking at a $2 billion budget deficit, and we're going to have to make some changes in order to not only survive but to thrive. And I think that we'll get through these tough times, and education will come roaring back.
All right, Tom Watkins, thanks so much.
It's good to be with you, Tony. Thank you.